And good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a Monday, February the 27th, 2017. 1:12 coming up on 1:13 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. One more day left in February. Tomorrow and February is all done, and we're on to March. A few events I want to tell you about that we needed to get to here, kind of our community calendar. Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 1117 Breakfast is the last Saturday of the month from 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at the VFW Post 7201, 1614 Marion Marysville Road, and this event is open to the public. The Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 1117 Breakfast, last Saturday of the month, 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., VFW Post 7201, 1614 Marion Marysville Road. The Marion Christian Center and the Mid-Ohio Food Bank are partnering to provide a free produce market to Marion residents every third Saturday of the month, which began last month in January, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. at the Marion Christian Center. The Marion Christian Center is located at 1550 Richland Road here in Marion. Telephone number 740-389-2910. If you have any questions, you can contact Lisa Mendoza at 740-396-9944. No appointment, pre-registration, or paperwork required. Again, remember, that's the free produce market to Marion residents every third Saturday of the month, which began last month. Over at the Marion County Fair Marion County Fairgrounds this month, we have all the events have happened for February, but coming up on in March, March the 4th is the Creative Anarchisms. That will be in Evers Arena, I believe. And then from March 17th through 19th will be the OH Way Wrestling in the Coliseum. And March 25th will be the OH Way Wrestling in the Coliseum. So don't forget that. We also have, I think, one more event to get to here. Test Your Knowledge Live Trivia. You and your friends can enter a four-person team to test your trivia against the best in Marion. Just $40 per team. The Marion Evening Lions Club Trivia Challenge will be at Blue Fusion, Sunday, April the 23rd at 2 p.m. Be a 50-50 drawing, a silent auction. There'll be prizes and bragging rights. If you have any want any information on this event, you can contact Chris Field at 740-225-4027. Double Play DJ at roadrunner.com is the email, and walk-ins are welcome. That's the Test Your Knowledge Live Trivia Marion Evening Lions Club Trivia Challenge at Blue Fusion, Sunday, April the 23rd at 2 p.m. And those are your announcements as we have them on this day. Now, over the weekend, we lost a former guest on this show, Judge Joseph Wapner, the first host on the People's Court, passed away yesterday at the age of 97. And a few years ago, I had the chance to speak with Judge Wapner, and we're going to play that interview. Runs about 10 minutes here, and then we'll come back, and if you have any remembrances of the judge, we'll do that. Or if you'd like to talk about anything else, phone lines will be open. But here is the late Judge Joseph Wapner.
This is Scott Spears, and from 1981 until 1993, our guest served as the original judge on the People's Court. He's a true television legend, and it's with great honor that I say my guest today is Judge Joseph Wapner. Judge Wapner, how are you?
Oh, I'm not too good.
Not too good today?
No.
What's going on?
Well, I had a stroke about 2 years ago in March.
How big a stroke was it?
able to function. I've given up my tennis game.
How late in life did you play tennis?
I played tennis until I was 90.
That's amazing. Well, Judge, I want you to tell me about your childhood.
My childhood was normal.
And you served in World War II. Do you have any experiences from that?
I had a World War II. I received a Bronze Star and a Purple Heart.
Judge, when you went into law, why did you choose law?
My father was a lawyer. It was a natural thing to do.
And how did you end up getting the job on the People's Court?
Well, they interviewed me, and my background was such that it was a natural. I always wanted to be an actor.
Is that right?
Yeah. I went to Hollywood High.
Is there any reason you didn't become an actor?
Oh, I didn't have any talent.
Well,
my drama teacher said I didn't have any talent.
Well, he was wrong, or she was wrong, I think.
Well, I hopefully he was wrong.
Absolutely. When you got in front of the cameras on the People's Court, what was that like?
Well, it was easy for me.
Why do you think it was easy?
It just was.
In all those years you did the People's Court, what was your most memorable case?
Well, most memorable one was a young girl who was being sued by her grandmother for a hope chest that she had, and I settled the case on television.
Why was that case memorable for you?
Well, it was getting the people together and reuniting them.
Yeah, I guess that would be fulfilling. Judge, why did the People's Court end in 93?
I think they wanted to try someone else, make it fresh and new, after 12 years. They didn't even tell me that they were going to do it.
Oh, they didn't?
No.
How did you end up finding out that you were done?
It was in the newspapers.
How did that make you feel?
Poorly.
Yeah. That's a shame. Judge, you also did the animal court. How did you end up with that job?
Well, the producer came to me and wanted me to do it. I did it for 2 years.
Did you like doing that show?
It was fun.
Do you have any memories that stick out from that run?
Not particularly.
And do you know why that show ended?
I don't know why it stopped. It was 2 years and that was the end of that.
In 1997, People's Court relaunched. Were you ever approached about returning?
No.
Did that make you angry?
I didn't like it.
It was
a blow to my ego.
If they had approached you, would you have went back?
Yes, I would have gone back.
I want to ask your opinion on the following few people. I'm going to throw some names at you, Judge. Ed Koch.
He couldn't handle it properly.
Jerry Scheindlin.
He was poor.
The current judge, Marilyn Milan.
I think she does a good job.
Why was she better than Jerry Scheindlin or Ed Koch?
She had a better grasp of the law.
Want to talk about a couple of your old friends, Doug Llewellyn.
What do you want to know about him?
What are your memories of him?
I think he did a good job of interviewing people.
Did you like him as a person?
Yes.
Rusty the Bailiff.
It's the greatest.
Why did you have such a good relationship with him?
Well, he was on my side. He was a natural. And he was a really great human being.
Judge Judy Shindlin.
I don't think she was a good judge. She wasn't nice to people. She didn't handle the courtroom properly, in my opinion.
Judge Wapner, on your 90th birthday, you went back to the People's Court. What was it like to go back?
Oh, it was great. I enjoyed it.
Judge, you're in your 90s now. How do you get to be in your 90s? What have you done right?
I try to be ethical, honest, handle this courtroom like it should be.
You played tennis till you were 90. How did you stay in such great health?
Lucky, I guess.
What do you think about these days? What are your days like?
What are my days like?
Yeah, today.
I had a doctor's appointment. I took a nap, trying to answer your questions properly.
Judge, I want to talk a little bit about this stroke, because I wasn't aware that you had this, and I don't think the audience is. How has the stroke affected you physically?
It hasn't affected my ability to think, to answer your questions. Well, it's different.
Well, you're a very smart man. Anybody who knows you knows that. What's it like to deal with this?
I try to exercise a lot. I try to walk a lot. Try to keep my mind alert. Play bridge twice a week.
Have you seen it impair you in any way?
It's impaired my speech a little bit.
Is that frustrating?
Yes.
Yeah. Judge, is there anything left you still want to do with your career? You're in your 90s.
I'd like to still travel a little, but I'm really not able to.
Judge, years from now, because you're still going strong, there's no doubt about that, how would you like people to remember you?
As a good judge, fair, impartial.
Well, I tell you, Judge, it's always a great pleasure to speak with you. I do want to ask you one thing. So much has been made lately of same-sex marriage. What is your thought on that as a judge?
I think the president is correct.
Well, I tell you, Judge Wapner, you certainly were one of my heroes on television, and I can't thank you enough for joining me today.
Well, you're sure welcome.
Judge, you take care, and we'll talk again.
Okay.
Judge Joseph Wapner. Bye-bye. Wapner,
bye. And again, remember, Judge Joseph Wapner passed away yesterday at the age of 97, not too shabby, the first host of the People's Court. And again, when he was talking about same-sex marriage, that interview was done during the Barack Obama administration. So when he said he agreed with the president, he was speaking of President Obama. If you have any memories or reminiscence of Judge Joseph Wapner, give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we'll do some more tributes to the judge as the week goes on here. But again, the telephone number is 740-383-9944. Or what do you think about President Trump banning CNN and the New York Times and Politico and the Huffington Post from a White House briefing last week and referring to the press as the enemy of the people? What do you make of that? 740-383-9944. Or healthcare. Where do you think we're going with healthcare? As a matter of fact, we had Jim Jordan, Representative Jim Jordan, on last week. Of course, last Monday, he got into the dust-up over at the Harding home on President's Day, where people turned out to protest him being there. And I had a chance to have him on the program last Thursday. And I tried to ask him about healthcare. This was the answer. Let me know what you think.
There would be a lot of people, I think, even in this district, who that might happen to. If you're feeling good, you don't have insurance, and then one day you go in and, God forbid, you're diagnosed with cancer or diabetes, you can't just roll into a ball and go away. What do those people do?
We have, if they can't afford insurance at that time, we have, well, you got to think of it this way, Scott. Look what's happened to price under Obamacare, the price of insurance. So tell me how that's good for that same family you described or for all families. And that's what we're trying to avoid. Right now, I mean, if you're in the individual market, I know of a person in the individual market where their insurance was, they're healthy 27-year-old and their insurance costs $500 a month for a $6,000 deductible. That's crazy. 27-year-old healthy individual. Why is it so expensive? Because of everything we've just talked about. And until you change that model, you're not going to bring down the cost where people can actually afford insurance. So you're right. Right now, there's someone who says, I'm 27, healthy, has a job, but he doesn't get his insurance through his employer, has a good job. And he's saying, I got to pay $500 a month for a $6,000 deductible. He makes the decision not to get insurance because it's so expensive. So what you have to bring back is lower cost insurance so that he can afford it and he can buy a catastrophic plan, pay $100, $150 a month, and put some money away in a health savings account. That's the kind of model you got to get back to, and that's what our plan puts in place.
I certainly understand cost, and I'm not disagreeing with you on that at all. But I guess that's not the question I ask. Under your plan, if you don't carry insurance, and you're a healthy 35-year-old guy or girl in this district, and you go out and Obamacare's gone, and you find out, God forbid, worst of worst scenarios, you're diagnosed with some form of cancer. What do you do?
Well, in America, no one is denied care, so that individual get care. And what our plan says is there's a two-year phase-in where we let everyone know that this is how the model is going to work in the future. So that person is always going to get care, and there's going to be a two-year time frame when they will know that they need to get ready for the market that's coming, a two-year time frame to actually lower costs. So we believe that same person will say, over that time period, we'll see costs come down and we'll have insurance. They won't be in the situation you just described. That's the beauty of our legislation.
And again, that's Representative Jim Jordan on this show last Thursday. Any thoughts on that clip? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Where do you think health care is going in this country? Do you think the people in Congress and the Senate do have a plan? Do you think Obamacare should be repealed? There seems to be some differing viewpoints on this all across the country. 740-383-9944. What do you think about the gun shop here in Marion? That I did drive by it the other day. I happened to be on Route 309 this past weekend, and I did see the new gun shop that's going to open up there between Garfield Park and Harding High School. Do you think that is an issue? 740-383-9944. As we had Laura Fluellen on last, I think that it might be an issue. Hard to say. Now, an interesting thing happened as far as Ohio goes this past weekend on the Sunday shows, as it pertains to Representative Jim Jordan there. Our governor, Governor Kasich, was on, I think, the CBS morning show yesterday. And he basically wants to expand Medicaid in Ohio. He's always wanted to expand it. He has expanded it some, and he would like to continue to expand it. And he wants to keep Obamacare in and just tweak it a little bit. That's what our governor, Governor Kasich, wants to do. Representative Jordan went on, I think, ABC, the ABC morning show, and basically said that because Trump is in office and Congress is the way it is and the Senate is the way it is, being Republican, that is a mandate to repeal and replace these programs. Do you feel that's right? 740-383-9944. Healthcare is so complicated. It's unbelievably complicated because what will the changes do? And a big question that people have to ask, and I think that people are getting angry at these town halls for, is, are the two provisions that people do like about Obamacare, which are you can stay on your parents' insurance until you're 26 years old, and that pre-existing conditions are not a reason for an insurance company to deny you or hike up your rate. Now, will these new programs include that? Representative Jordan on this program last week was not really clear about that, that I could tell, but you never know. 740-383-9944, what do you think? And again, this banning of the media, I really don't understand it, because now here's the idea. If you're the president, or you're the press secretary, or whoever you are, and you are giving a press briefing, it's not just CNN or the New York Times or Politico or Huffington Post in the room. There are a bunch of media outlets in the room. ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox News, Washington Post. A lot of newspapers are in the room. A lot of wire services. Why in the world, Breitbart was in the room. Why in the world would you not let them in? You choose the questions. I mean, if you're even going, a lot of times they don't open up these press conferences to questions, but, you know, you're going to pick the questions you want to answer anyway. You call on the reporters don't call on you. And the other thing doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me is when you ban news groups like CNN and like the New York Times, then that becomes the story. And to my knowledge, the press conference last week was not a negative press conference. It was just an update of what's going on with immigration policies and things coming up this week as President Trump gives his first really big address tomorrow night. So why get all bent out of shape? I didn't really quite get that. Because the story then just became that Trump wants to ban the media. That's how it was spun on a lot of stations. Trump wants to ban the media. Well, if he hadn't pushed him out, that wouldn't have been an issue. Or if it was a news organization that did not have the credentials to be in there, it wouldn't have been an issue either. So I'm not sure why it got turned into a big thing. But it did. So that's the way it goes. We're going to take a quick break, come back with much more show here. Don't you dare go away. Again, if you want to call in, telephone lines are open. We've got about 24 minutes left. 740-383-9944. Certainly would love to hear from you.
Everybody's talking about Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. Very comedian Kay Ballard performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel that, you know, fast foods have ruined the world.
Oh.
On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. By the Tomb of King Tut, there's a Chuckful of Nuts and McDonald's. At the Scala, they sing by a big Burger King where the Styrofoam boxes go sweet. What's the use? What's the hell? I just heard Taco Bell went and franchised a wing at the Louvre. You know, I could go on and on and on, but that's it. I love things that are topical and that are kind of true.
The legendary actress and the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
What would we do without gossip, for heaven's sake, Scott? Oh, it's naughty, but it certainly fulfills a certain catty side of all of us. Oh, good Lord. When you think of the gossip sessions you've had with friends over the years, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's like putting your hands in front of a lovely fire.
Twisted.
I would do anything you want, Scott. You know I enjoy being on your show. But well, just let me talking and I keep going.
It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Join me.
Hey, Hey, Scott Spears back with you here, 37 minutes past the hour, and you know, I forgot, we were doing some local trivia last week, and pretty much having a good time with that, and I thought, well, why don't we get back to that, because we did not get all of our questions answered that we were trying to get answered last week. Now, here are some of the questions that we did not get answered. On Sally Flowers' very popular Meetin' Time at Moore's on WCMH. Well, there's a whole nother question for you. Let's see here. Well, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to do that. Okay, we'll do that in a second here. See, this is what you do when you do it live on the air. Okay, here's the first question. Who was Sally Flowers' sidekick on the very popular Meetin' Time at Moore's? He was a country music singer famous for his songs and portrayals on the Midwestern Hayride out of Cincinnati, Ohio. He was Sally Flowers' sidekick on Meetin' Time at Moore's in the 1950s. What was his name? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You can win a To Die For cupcake. You can win free bowling games at Buckeye Lanes. We have beanies from Jags Cups. Or you can just call and give us the answer and get the bragging rights today for getting the question right. Who was Sally Flowers' sidekick on the very popular Meetin' Time at Moore's television series from the 1950s on WCMH television? Now, WCMH, we all know, is Channel 4 in Columbus. But in the 1950s, 60s, and early 70s, it was not called WCMH, even though it was the same channel. What were the call letters of WCMH-TV before they were WCMH? They did not become WCMH Channel 4 until the 1970s. What were the call letters of WCMH television back when Sally Flowers was there and a whole lot of other people? What were the call letters of the station? Here's another one for you. Who was Mr. Tree? A very popular Columbus, Ohio television personality. Who was Mr. Tree on Lucy's Toy Shop on WBNS television? Went on to become a very popular Columbus, Ohio personality. Who was Mr. Tree? 740-383-9944. Here are two questions. Didn't get an answer to either one of these, and I'm kind of shocked. Because probably the most popular television show, television personality in Columbus, Ohio in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, and even on into the 80s was Flippo the Clown. Flippo the Clown ended his show every day with a saying. He ended the show the same way. How did Flippo the Clown end his show every day? 740-383-9944. Now, Casper the Camel was on WSYX television, Channel 6, in the 1950s, one of the most popular shows. How did Casper end his show every day? Either one of those. How did Flippo end his show? Or how did Casper end his show? 740-383-9944. And our last question in this little run here. Ruth Lyons. Everybody remembers Ruth Lyons. She was on in the Columbus, Ohio area, even though she broadcast out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Big time popular talk show personality. She was even on the NBC network at one point. Ruth Lyons had a group of singers on her show. One of those singers was Bonnie Lou. Bonnie Lou ended up becoming, well, she kind of invented the first line dance. Really one of the first line dances of all time. Bonnie Lou. What Well, I tell you what, I'm going to tell you what the line dance was because I'm going to play it here for you in a second. 1953, she came up with this line dance. It's called the Tennessee Wig Walk. Now, the question is, what other show was Bonnie Lou on in which the Tennessee Wig Walk was introduced that was also very popular? And, just to throw another question in there, WSYX Channel 6 was not WSYX in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, and even on into the 80s. What were the call letters of Channel 6 WSYX before they were WSYX? 740-383-9944. But here you go, batting down the hatches, 1953, Bonnie Lou. I've actually got a funny story about Bonnie Lou. Bonnie Lou and the first line dance really ever, the Tennessee Wig Walk.
I'm a bow-legged chicken, I'm a knock-kneed hen. Never been so happy since I don't know when. I walk with a wiggle and a giggle and a squawk, doing the Tennessee Wig Walk. Hear a tune on a fiddle on a hardwood floor. Though I'm broke and I'm weary and my back is sore, I walk with a wiggle and a giggle and a squawk, doing the Tennessee Wig Walk. Put your toes together, your knees apart, bend your back, get ready to start. Flap your elbows just for luck, then you wiggle and you waddle like a baby duck. Dance with me, honey, tap your toes and glide, and we'll always be together side by side. We'll walk with a wiggle and a giggle and a swap, doing the Tennessee Wig Walk. I don't know when. I walk with a wiggle and a giggle and a squawk, doing the Tennessee Wig Walk. Hear a tune on a fiddle on a hardwood floor. Though I'm broke and I'm weary and my back is sore, I walk with a wiggle and a giggle and a squawk, doing the Tennessee Wig Walk. Put your toes together, your knees apart, bend your back, get ready and start. Flap your elbows just for luck, then you wiggle and you waddle like a baby duck. So dance with me, honey, tap your toes and glide, and we'll always be together side by side. We'll walk with a wiggle and a giggle and a squawk, doing the Tennessee Wig Walk. Walk with a wiggle, wiggle with a walk, and you're doing the Tennessee Wig Walk, doing the Tennessee Wig Walk, doing the Tennessee Wig Walk.
Oh, what happened to great songs like that? Boy, that'll put you in a good mood all day. The Tennessee Wig Walk by Bonnie Lou. 740-383-9944. My funny story in regard to Bonnie Lou is, I was going to interview Bonnie Lou one time, and I called her to try to set up the interview, and we had set up a time and a date to do it, and somehow there was some confusion. Toward the end of her life, Bonnie Lou, she'd suffered some strokes, so there were some maybe arterial issues there, unfortunately. And I called that morning to do the interview over the telephone. And she was probably in her late 80s, early 90s at that time. And I called up, and she had gotten all dolled up, I guess, got the makeup on, did the hair, because she thought the interview was going to be in person, even though she lived in Cincinnati. She wasn't very happy with me, but you know, life went on. We patched it up. But Bonnie Lou, one of the all-time greats. Now, somebody has to have an answer to some of these questions. Does anybody know about Columbus, Ohio, or Cincinnati, Ohio, or Ohio in general, broadcast history? Some of you out there probably remember living this. Now remember, you can get a free To Die For cupcake, or you can get Free bowling games to Buckeye Lanes for a group of four. I believe it's two, or maybe three. No, two free bowling games for a group of four is what it is. Or you can get a Jags beanie or a CRT beanie or a Jags bag or a Jags hat. We have plenty of things. Or you can just get the bragging rights for the day that you have won the trivia questions. So let's go through the trivia questions here one more time. And if at any point you know the answer, just hit the button, 740-383-9944. Ring in and give me your answer. Now here, what famous Columbus, Ohio television personality portrayed Mr. Tree on Lucy's Toy Shop? Who was Mr. Tree on Lucy's Toy Shop? WCMH Television Channel 4, which a lot of you still watch today, Columbus, Ohio, WCMH Channel 4, was not originally known as WCMH. They had different call letters in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. What were the original call letters of WCMH Channel 4? What were the original call letters? The same question for Channel 6. Channel 6 today in Columbus, Ohio is known as WSYX, but those were not the original call letters. What were the original call letters? I think we're getting a call. Hey, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
How many answers do you want?
Well, how many do you have?
Well, I can answer all of them.
Oh, you know all these answers.
Chuck White was Mr. Tree.
Now, you're right. Chuck White was Mr. Tree, so we'll cross that
one. WLWC. WTBN.
Okay, now we'll stop there, but that's pretty good. WLWC right. was Channel 4, and WTBN
right.
was Channel 6. Now, do you know why?
Do I know why they
yeah,
were
do,
that?
Do you know why Channel 4 was WLWC?
Well, because they were affiliated with WLWC out of Cincinnati.
Well, yeah, but there was also, they were owned by the Crosleys. And
right, right.
There was also WLWI in Indiana.
Which, right, it was all one big group.
Right, do you know?
And WTBN was, I think, was Sinclair Broadcasting at one time. And when they were bought out by somebody else, then it became WSYX.
Well, WTVN, they were owned by the radio company. The WTVN radio still exists down there.
But
that's how they changed, because were eventually bought by Sinclair, and that's why Sinclair changed it to WSYX.
Yeah, Chuck White used to sing in Marion on Saturday night Sunday night, and then do the Mr. Tree on Monday morning.
Yeah, he was over with the Reguluses.
Yep.
Now, here's an interesting question. We talked about WLWC, but do you know, I told you WLWI was also in Indiana. Do you know what famous television star who became world famous started at WLWI?
No.
Think about that one. Think
there
about
was a WLWT also.
Where was that at?
Toledo.
Oh, was there? Well, that's how they got these shows syndicated, is they bought the station, so it was pretty interesting.
Yep.
Hey,
yep.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
Again, the telephone number, 740-383-994. I didn't even ask him what he wanted to win. Was he eligible for a prize? Hey, if you're eligible for a prize, call me back. Call back in if you haven't won in the last 30 days, and we'll get you a prize. 740-383-9944. But we did finally get the answer. What famous television personality who used to come to Marion portrayed Mr. Tree? That was Chuck White. Okay, caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Is the guy that was famous over in Indianapolis, was that Letterman?
That was Letterman. Started as a weatherman at WLWI.
Yep.
You know, it's kind of interesting. You were alive during the days of WLW, the Nation station.
Oh, yeah.
Tell people, for people who don't understand, how big a deal Ohio was in broadcasting.
They were enormous. WRW was called the Nation station because they had the largest transmitter that was allowed.
A government experiment.
It was a government experiment. And basically, the thing about that was that it wasn't supposed to be, but lost my thought there a second. Crosby actually also owned the Reds at that same time. And a thing I thought neat, because if something was made in my hometown, was the Crosby car, automobile.
You know, I always thought of Crosley as the Ted Turner of radio.
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you remember who Crosley sold out to?
No, I don't.
Think about that. That might be the next trivia, because that was a big deal, because he sold everything. He sold all the television stations, sold the radio station, sold it all.
When was that?
The sale?
Yeah.
I believe it was in the 60s, late 60s.
Okay.
Might have been early 70s, though.
I may not have been in the country during that time.
Might have been the early, let me, you know what, let me check the date here. Because it's always interesting how these great countries, our companies sell out here. Let me look, Crosley. But when WLW had this experimental transmitter, you could hear them outside of the country.
Oh, yeah.
They
were just, frankly, all over the place. And they were sort of rivaled by the one down in Mexico that, it's hard to remember. Their one disc jockey was, it's hard to bring that one back.
Okay, I just remembered who it was, the station who picked him up. But it's not telling me the year that they took it. But I'm going to guess it was the 60s.
Okay.
Well, I tell you, if it comes to you, give me a call.
Will do.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Who did Crosley sell out to?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Did you get an answer to Flippo the Clown?
No, I didn't get an answer to how did he end his show.
Well, I don't remember, but I have a trivia question for you.
Go ahead.
He always introduced his movies a particular way. Remember how it was?
You know, I don't remember that.
You want me to tell you?
Go ahead. Yeah, let me know.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, whoop, boing.
And do you remember his famous line in the show?
No.
The clown always gets the snappers. You know, that's on his tombstone.
Is that right?
Yeah, I got to interview Flippo right before he died in 2006, and that's on his tombstone.
You know what I'm going to have to put on my tombstone?
What's that?
I told you I was sick.
Well, mine's going to be, on the other hand, I should have lived. You got to do something. You got to make those people in those cemeteries laugh, if nothing else.
I've also told my wife to put a salt shaker on top of my tombstone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You always ask for more salt?
Yeah, I love salt, yeah.
Well, hey, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. The clown always gets the snappers. And a funny story about Flippo when he was dying, this involves Chuck White. Chuck White told me this. When Flippo was dying, Bob Marvin, he knew he was dying. He was dying of a lung issue. And Chuck went in to see him, and I guess the rabbi was in there. And Flippo was not particularly religious, I guess, or particularly Jewish. I mean, he was Jewish, but he wasn't practicing, is what I want to say. And the rabbi said, "My son, is there anything I can do for you, before you go?" And he said, "Call ahead and make sure I have good seats." So that was Flippo right up until the very end. But the questions we want answered, we still have time. 740-383-9944, and I just thought of another one. Who did Crosley sell out to? Who did Crosley, the big conglomerate that owned all the WLWs, radio stations, television stations, sell out to? 740-383-9944. Who was Sally Flowers' sidekick, famous for his work on the Midwestern Hayride on Meetin' Time at Moore's? Who was Sally Flowers' sidekick in the 1950s? We just heard The Tennessee Wigwalk by Bonnie Lou, really one of the first line dances, 1953, created here in Ohio.
What show did she start out on? What show did Bonnie Lou start out on? It was an Ohio show she started singing on. How did Casper the Camel end his show on Channel 6 every day, the 1950s and 60s? How did Casper the Camel end his show every day? And here's the new trivia question that I just thought of. I interviewed this man. He's an Ohio guy. He was from WLW. He was Johnny Carson's first announcer. When Johnny Carson was doing Who Do You Trust? The game show, which led to The Tonight Show, this was his first announcer. Ed McMahon took over for this guy. It was it Who Do You Trust? I don't think it was Who Do You Trust. What was Johnny Carson's Tonight Show? I can't remember. Game show he did. Anyway, Johnny Carson did a game show before The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson back in the late 50s, early 60s. And he had an announcer. His first announcer started at WLW here in Ohio and eventually came back here and taught later in life, lived into his 90s, and I had a chance to interview him at his apartment before he died. And he was before Ed McMahon. And if this man had not quit, there would have never been an Ed McMahon. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We may continue with these tomorrow, but what are the answers to those questions? You're on the air. Go ahead.
Was that Bill Nemo?
That was Bill Nemo. Do you remember Bill?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Bill was
he used to. They had Dottie Mac down there, and they did a show where they would lip sync. And they all said that you had to be a singer because you can't lip sync without singing it.
Well, do you remember why Bill left? What was Johnny Carson's game show? I can't remember the name of it.
Who Do You Trust?
It was Who Do You Trust, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know why Bill left? He wasn't fired, and Ed McMahon came in. He left for a reason.
I don't know, unless he had a movie or something. I think he wanted to be an actor at the time, didn't he?
Well, he got another. Maybe we'll get this tomorrow. Maybe this will be the trivia question. But Bill Nemo left. I talked to him about this. Maybe I'll find that. I know I have that interview somewhere. Maybe I'll play it sometime.
Okay.
But Bill left Johnny Carson because he got an offer to do another big show, be the star of it, on television. And a lot of people still remember what he went on to do. You'd remember it, I think, if I told you. But think on that, and we'll come back tomorrow with that.
Sounds good.
Thank you. And that's all the time we have for today, so we'll come back tomorrow. Why did Bill Nemo leave Johnny Carson? Why did Bill Nemo leave Johnny Carson? That'll be a question. We will also, what's Flippo the Clown's ending? What's Casper the Camel's ending? Who was Sally Flowers' sidekick on Meetin' Time at Moore's? What other show did Bonnie Lou and the Tennessee Wigged walk? Where did they start? And who did Crosley, the big conglomerate who owned all the WLWs, WLWC, WLWT, WLWI, and WLW, the Nation Station? Who did he sell out to? That's all the time we have today. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Nice to me.
Well, Donald, that was on my list of things to ask you about because
I had to get right to it, but just cannot get over.